seeking refuge in mainland China and in other parts of the world, fearing an imminent war between Vietnam and the People's Republic of China. The People's Republic of Vietnam, socialist democracy founded by Ho Chi Minh that is now reunited. The horror and pain of consideration that two such socialist nations would actually be considering a military onslaught. Stand by. These are two points of startling news that England is considering the abolition of constitutional democracy. The Union of South Africa has invaded Angola. Forces of Marxist liberation groups from as far as the Marcos Frelimo in Mozambique to even moderate to liberal troops from Nigeria have pledged in the assistance of Angola. It is one of those last stands, diversions that the Union of South Africa, I feel, is making. But Union of South Africa, dreaded fascist apartheid regime troops have pressed nearly 150 miles into Angolan communist territory. I feel assured that the brave Angolan people, with Cuban Soviet assistance and other African liberated countries, will drive out the Union of South Africa. This is the capsulization of this moment's late news. Thank you. I love you. Rest well. Attention. Good morning, news. On this Friday morning, the news has it the new communist headquarters, the United States of the Communist Party, has been burned to the ground in the Chelsea district of New York City. The Daily World, the communist organ, reports that extensive damage has been done. Three people have been injured. The Daily World also occupied a part of the building, two floors of an eight-story building, and the other floors are occupied by progressive organizations of the left. The party solicited and received contributions from sponsors who had given $100,000 and more towards the expense of the new headquarters. Leading the contributors were National Secretary Gus Hall, National Chairman Henry Winston, a black man who had been blinded by racists in prison, who had donated the royalties from their recent books and the honoraria from their recent speaking engagements. New communist headquarters burned to the ground by radical right-wing hate groups. JDR, also neighborhood hate mongers of the far right, joined in the operation. Chinese in Vietnam prepare to leave. They're selling their properties, preparing to leave, to move to other areas, or back into China, as they suspect an imminent invasion by the People's Republic of China against the Socialist Republic of Vietnam to have reunification after years colonial and neo-colonial conquest, first by the French and then by the United States of America, monopoly fascists. This is a dreadful development taking place in that area of the world. News has been unable to be obtained from either Radio Hanoi or Radio Peiping as to what is behind this complete removal of the Chinese population voluntarily, selling their properties. But rumor has it on the BBC, the Voice of America, and Radio Sweden that war is expected to break out between both China and Vietnam. Mass protests against repression in Iran as Afghanistan has gained its freedom due to its brave air force working with the communist and socialist elements, established a pro-Moscow government and a Congress that is communist. The escalation of repression in Iran has been vehemently condemned by the World Federation of Trade Unions. Elements of the population, some 10% of Iran, their population is in concentration camps as political prisoners. Many have fled Iran and are now forming resistance elements in Afghanistan, its neighbor, to try to bring down the dreaded Shah, who has murdered so many hundreds of thousands of his people. The Shah of Iran was put in power when the CIA murdered the president by admission on the press. The CIA, our tax dollars, we bought when we were buying hamburgers and Coca-Colas, I said, in movies, going to the shows, our grocery stores, everything has its tax. The tax we took out of our checks murdered a great president. But now, after these 20-some years, Iran is surrounded by countries that are absolutely allies of the vanguard of Marxist liberation, the Soviet Union, which means Council of the People, a union of the people. Soviet Russia, or a council of the people that lead Russia. Surrounding, as you know, Iran is now the USSR, Russia, Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, cutting off the dreaded fascist state of Iran. So the protest against Iran escalates, being led by the World Federation of Trade Unions. In a press communique this morning, this international trade union body called on all the world's workers and their trade union organizations to show militant support for the courageous struggle of the working people of Iran and the protest to the United Nations Human Rights Commission against the barbarous actions of the Iranian dictatorship. According to a report in the official Soviet publication, New Times, popular discontent is mounting with policies of the government of Iran. The reported statement stated that on May 3rd, disturbances occurred in all cities in the northern, southern, and central parts of the country. Demonstrations or protests against the present situation were held in Babol, B-A-B-O-L, Kazvin, K-A-Z-V-I-N, Kashan, K-A-S-H-A-N, Tehran, T-H-E-R-A-N. The earlier part of this month, protest marches were held in Zahindan, Z-A-H-I-N-D-A-N. Know your map. Yezd, Y-E-Z-D. Isfahan, I-S-F-A-H-A-N. Meshed, M-E-S-H-E-D. Quarmalad, Quarmalad, Zinjan, Zenjan, and again in Kashman and Kazin. The report added that the offices and the premises of the ruling fascist party, the Rasakis, were raided. The Rasakis party of the dreaded murderer Shah, one of the richest people in the world, oil rich, is the Rastakiz party, and it's spelled R-A-S-T-A-K-H-I-Z. The Rastakiz, the fascist party that rules Iran. The Workers' World Federation, the World Federation of Trade Union, are demanding an end to the savage and brutal repression meted out by the secret police, the infamous SAVAK, S-A-V-A-K, that is headed now by the former director of USCIA. Again, our tax dollars involved in murder at every level of society. The infamous SAVAK, the release of political detainees, is being demanded. The elimination of the dread police SAVAK, release of political prisoners in the concentration camps, and decent working conditions for the working class are labeled red terrorist and black terrorist by the authorities. Always the state. Capitalism calls every liberal revolution, every rebellion like in Watts and Newark, every liberation effort like in Italy with the Red Brigade, in Japan with the Red Army, they always call it red terrorist or black terrorist. The authorities do. Well, they are the terrorists that murder and hold their people in political imprisonment in concentration camps in USA. There are literally thousands of political prisoners these days. Black people held without cause, false arrests, and false imprisonment. Faced with the mass movement, the authorities are killing, wounding, and arresting demonstrators wherever they find them. In addition, plain clothes, secret police SAVAK gangs are looting shops, attacking innocent people, and burning houses in an attempt to whiten the image of the demonstrators. Soviet New Times said that the armed forces are used against the people, and that the authorities claim that the disturbances were provoked by troublemakers and instigators from abroad, said the New Times. However, no one would believe that the unrest that has swept the country could be organized by a handful of people. The cause seems to be more serious. It is a movement of protest, now greatly aided, greatly assisted, because of the brave revolution in Afghanistan and the asylum and sanctuary that Afghanistan is giving to Iranian dissidents trying to win back their freedom. Stand by. There seems to be a deadlock over Aldo Moro. The struggle between the Italian Red Brigade and the ruling party of that country is continuing. Though the party has been split, the Christian Democratic Party, because of many of the leaders fear that their fate will be the same, that none of the capitalists will come to their aid, even though these people like Aldo Moro, Prime Minister of Italy, served capitalism well. The state has refused to yield to demands, even though Christian Democrats, the party rulers, are demanding that the military and the jurist of the country yield to the demands of the Red Brigade to free political prisoners in exchange for Aldo Moro. This is receiving much resistance by the United States. Strong protest by the U.S. government, France, and other capitalist, or should I say fascist states, that want no bargaining at all or negotiations, even though Aldo Moro, Prime Minister of Italy, served the interests of U.S. monopoly capitalism well in Italy. Latest reports from Rome said that more shootings took place yesterday, some 80 in the country, by gunmen, all who escaped, shooting the various members of the secret police in the legs. No deaths have been reported, but officials of the Christian Democratic Party are the prime targets, which is a ruling capitalist party. Since Prime Minister Morrow was kidnapped, there have been some 206 shooting incidents. Bravo to the Red Brigade, who are indeed the true activists, because all change does not come out of the barrel of the ballot, but out of the barrel of the gun. Yesterday in the Italian Parliament, the kidnap issue came up for discussion. Once again, Premier Andreotti rejected calls for negotiation with the terrorists, as he calls them, which are the real rebel activists, the liberationists, the guerrilla, freedom fighters. However, it appears that his country will come down. The latest call for the opening of talks for freedom of the hostages, the socialists, was by the Socialist Party, while the Euro Communist Party remains quiet and silent on the issue, sold out to revisionism, that they must be careful because a repressive state will come about in Italy, as their theory, and so they must try to work slowly. And gradualism has always been labeled just what it deserves to be labeled, revisionism, an evil word in all communist vocabulary. The socialists, though, say that if talks are opened and if there is a more enlightened approach to the treatment of prisoners who are members of the Red Brigade, progress can be made in securing freedom for Mr. Morrow. The socialists are defending Mr. Morrow, Prime Minister of the Capitalist Party, the Christian Democratic Party, when his own military and his own capitalists do not wish to do so. The Socialist Party is the third largest in Italy. The biggest party is the Christian Democratic Party, which is a party of big business, followed then by the Communist Party, which, as I told you, is a Euro-Communist Party, increasingly independent of Moscow, breaking away from the Warsaw Pact, and accepting revisionist ideas, and even has denounced revolutionary activity, guerrilla activity, that the state calls terrorists, and even referred to the Red Brigade as terrorists, following the vicious propaganda line of the ruling class and the media, the television, the radio, and the news that are always at the arm of the fascist state to condition the minds of the people to accept the programming and lies of the state, to whip up hate against elements of the working class that will bring change, or working class leaders like myself that can unify the people and get things done to help human beings everywhere. The good and faithful media, the newspapers, the fascist trashy newspapers and television and radio always serve obediently as the arm of the state to whip up the frenzy with their lies and smears against those that they want hated so that someone will take liberty to kill them, or later they will have the climate set up for the state to harass them, persecute them in their courts, jail them falsely, and the people will be so brainwashed by the press they will do nothing to resist when members of the left, real representatives of the people, are destroyed by the press and the state. They are the terrorists, the press and the state. The state that allows poverty to swell in the United States. It affects over one out of our three of our black people, our comrades, that are hungry in USA at this moment. The ghettos that are swelling with children with no hope, schools where little children are not safe, and teachers nothing but concentration intern camp keepers, where children are castrated. Even in San Francisco, as I told you a report yesterday, a little 14-year-old child brutally murdered by people who came from outside the school to do it in the restroom. Castrations everywhere, cutting off little girls' nipples, the horror of the school system, the terror of older people not being able to walk the streets, shop without being robbed, mugged, pulled down, hips broken, terrible rape for every minority child, and even white child, walks down the streets, or walks in their apartment a corridor. If it's at least after sundown, they're running the risk of being raped and brutally murdered. Now, as matters stand in Italy, there's a stalemate. Aldo Moro is still held hostage in a secret hideout by the brave guerrilla liberals, the great liberation leaders of Italy, the Red Brigade, while the massive manhunt launched by Andreotti, a Andreotti, Prime Minister, has replaced Aldo Moro to find him, has proved negative, even though he has the help of the secret police like Savak of Iran and the dreaded murderous police FBI that have been arrested for crimes against the people, the former leaders like J. Patrick Gray. He's been sacrificed to appease the posture of Washington that there was really some concern for human rights. The Red Brigade refuses to make any compromise, and the military refuses to make any compromise to save the life of Aldo Moro. But whatever comes of Aldo Moro, the Red Brigade, in their humane keeping him alive and their humane resistance to the fascist political leaders of the Christian Democratic Party, the secret police, by shooting them in the legs, is getting a message, because it looks like that his government, Prime Minister Andreotti's government, may fall as the Christian, the Red Brigade, by the kidnapping of one man, have divided an entire political capitalist party, ruling class. The guerrillas are demanding the release. The liberation fighters are demanding the release now of only three of the original 13 number of political hostages in jails. But Andreotti has turned down the request as out of the question because of pressure from his military and his dreaded secret police. There have been no talks as yet of how much the monetary ransom will be. Scotland Yard seeks wanted men. Reports reaching Guyana claim that some Guyanese in Suriname have embarked on crime in that country and are giving Guyana bad names. The Suriname police, however, are leaving not stone unturned to expel them from that country once they have been apprehended and punished. Large numbers of these persons are also illegally in that neighboring country, and the police are hot on their trail. Because of the activities of the thieving minority, the Suriname police keep a watchful eye on all Guyanese. The present tension between Guyana and Suriname has been also served to heighten the police surveillance of Guyanese in that country. Suriname Coast Guard cutters bristling with machine guns still patrol the beautiful Quarantine River, preventing all Guyanese from making any economic use of it. Several Guyanese fishermen are actually languishing in Suriname jails awaiting trial on charges of illegal fishing in Suriname waters. It seems capitalist interests are trying to exploit differences between Guyana, a socialist country, and Suriname, more of a social democracy capitalist nation. We were told yesterday by Dr. Mingo, cabinet minister, who is our liaison, our official representative to the government, who is the Minister of Home Affairs and Minister of Immigration, that we had nothing to fear from any mercenary attacks, but that all efforts would be stepped up to alert the borders of Suriname and also Brazil. But he felt there was no reason for concern in Venezuela. Nonetheless, as I said, licenses were given for the operating of gun protection of our people. More licenses available. He said that I had used a stroke of genius in having our dance group go down the streets. Said it was a talk of the entire nation. It was the most popular thing that had happened anywhere. The radios, the media, all the news in Guyana, all the cabinet leaders praised it. Our floats, our slogans of socialism, solidarity of the working class, as the best, our dancers, our drill team, our band, their constant marching as being the most colorful thing about the May Day celebrations. It has been an international celebration ever since workers were shot down in 1888 in the United States. May Day has been the day of communist and socialist International Workers' Day solidarity, and we were the best, according to the government. More and more yielding has come about things we need. It's talked of by Dr. Hamilton Green, Minister of Health, which we'll be working on, that our clinic may become an official hospital which would enable us to get all supplies in duty-free. This was responsible talk that came from the Minister of Health, as even the Minister of Information, who had been a little bit difficult about printing all of our news, was warmed indeed by our demonstrations in support of labor and our unity demonstrations with all Guyanese on various causes and quests. We will be having a coverage, news coverage, on the Sunday paper. It is essential that we get all the pictures in of our parade and the pictures in of Dr. DaCosta, but particularly Dr. Walt Thane, the Marco Medical Net director, who was here visiting us. So it's important that we get them in, because the government's taking a stronger and stronger stand on our behalf. And Dr. Reed said, Dr. Mingo, he is our absolute strongest champion, always championing our welfare against U.S. efforts to try to hurt us, U.S. efforts trying to dictate to us, United States Embassy, though friendly on the overt side here, their representatives, in fact, a bit sympathetic and concerned about the rising racism in USA and the dangers of capitalist exploitation of third world peoples, but members in the U.S. government concerned about us, some of our people taking citizenship, trying to do what they can to keep us from being an official part of a socialist nation. But all of that's being resisted. No court orders have been recognized. No efforts of reprisal against us of any kind have been allowed. We have been able to choose what relatives visit us. And we shall continue to have the right to see that we are not infiltrated and invaded by agents of the dreaded CIA and the conspiracy of Senator Stennis and oil interest sponsored by the chief enemy of the people, funded by the chief enemy of the people, Timothy O. Stone, and the colleagues and relatives that have gone out who must never be forgotten in the minds of the people. In the meantime, back to Suriname. Reports from London, England say that with the influx of the Guyanese into that country, choke and rob attacks have been increasing. Racism is being whipped up by England that is talking about doing away with constitutional democracy. Much to the alarm of Scotland Yard police, the ultra-conservative, right-wing, and racist elements are making use of these incidents to fuel their campaign to repatriate. That means to resettle people in the country where they came from, or send them to some other country. Repatriate all immigrants from England of color. Other significant crimes are being committed by Guyanese and West Indians, particularly Jamaicans. Informed sources say that Scotland Yard operatives are currently in the Caribbean probing a multi-million dollar racket involving British cars obtained on hire purchases credit by West Indians. The British police detectives are concentrating their probe in Manhunt in Jamaica, because black, brown people of color will rent a car and then ship it out of the country from Britain back to the country of their origin and leave. I would say that was kind of a wise form of resistance of British imperialism that is becoming openly racist. The British police detectives are concentrating, I said, their probe and manhunt in Jamaica and Trinidad. They're looking for over $12 million worth of cars and several wanted men. The sources say that for some years now, the racketeers have been purchasing cars in Britain on the HP system, or the loan system, or the rental system, and been exporting same to the West Indies throughout the Caribbean, unpaid for. They left Britain when investigations commenced, arising from complaints filed at Scotland Yard, somewhat like the FBI in the United States. According to the Mirror, official organ of the opposition party, led by Dr. Teddy Jagan, official sources of GAWU headquarters told the Mirror this morning that the union, the joint May Day planning meetings, had invited trade union Congress representatives to speak at GAWU rallies. The comment was in response to a New Nation editorial which said that Gawu has indicated that it does not wish TUC representatives to speak at Gawu rallies. This is an outrageous and confounded lie, said the mayor, and a distortion of the true position, said an official. By the way, there's a total general worker strike in Guyana going on at this time, demanding lowering of prices, full employment, an end to this dreaded referendum that has opposition in all elements of the parties, PNC, WPA, Working People's Alliance, the People's Progressive Party, for fear that the referendum will lead to a one-party state where the electorate, the people, will have nothing to say over their lives at the electoral process are in voting. Two-thirds of the legislature under the proposed referendum and new constitution can make any changes in government that they wish. But resistance amongst the lawyers, the Bar Association, even business elements, the Conservative United Front, that represents only 2% of the people, all are forming a strong alliance against this referendum. The mayor calls charges by certain elements of the party of the PNC that TUC, Trade Union Congress representatives, are not welcome at the Guyana Sugar Workers Union rallies. This is outrageous and confernal lies and a distortion of the true position, said an official. Also contrary to the New Nation editorial, which is the party organ of the PNC, Gawu has never agitated for representatives to speak at TUC rallies, but was officially invited to do so as the Trade Union Congress has moved more and more strongly in support of the PPP. In stating his position, the source denied charges that Gawu's aim at splitting the TUC and explained that for 20 years, Gawu has had its own May Day rallies. Gawu became recognized at the end of 1975, and before this, the union was never invited to TUC rallies. Also last year, while a TUC affiliate, TUC Trade Union Congress is the largest, indeed the largest union in the entire nation under Palmore, a black leader who has come out strongly.